Welcome to How I Got Arrested. My name is Arish Rivers. I'm a real-life bail agent living in California, and I'll be bringing you stories about people and how they ended up in police custody. Some of the stories you hear may still be pending cases, and are stories about how people ended up in custody, not necessarily anything about their guilt or innocence. All right, if you like what you hear, please share with a friend or family member. I would really like to be able to do this full-time instead of, well, I like my day job, but, you know, hey, nothing wrong with new scenery. Okay, with that, let's dive in. All right, welcome to episode 6. This story is, I kind of feel for this guy. Only because I knew somebody who went through something very similar. It was actually a coworker of mine back in college. And so this guy went through something really similar, except he didn't get put in cuffs. He never got arrested. He just had to get some help. So this story is about a guy who we can call him an overachiever. I can't say I've ever really been an overachiever. I knew several of them back in high school, and hey, and they're doing just fine nowadays. You know, I look at them, they're living regular lives. And you know, they're working and staying out of trouble. On that note, kids, if you're in high school or you're still working your way through college, listen, don't kill yourself to get an A. Because as long as you're doing your work and you understand what you're doing, you're going to do just fine. You need to pass and pass well. But you don't need an A, because believe me, at the end of the day, nobody's going to care. All right, so this kid, he grew up out in Connecticut, nice side of town, you know, well-to-do family and all that kind of stuff. And, I mean, I can't imagine what this kid went through to have so much pressure that he would just snap the way he did. Now, I don't mean snap as in, you know, he went on a rampage or anything like that. But he was going to a small Ivy League school. That's small hyphen Ivy League school. I don't know what the exact name of it. I didn't even know there was such a thing as a small Ivy League school. Like, it's like the JV of Ivy Leagues, I guess. This guy was going to one of these schools, costing tens of thousands of dollars a year to go to. And according to his mom, really nice lady, by the way, according to his mom, he was somewhat of a child prodigy. Kid was in debate clubs and all the good fun after school activities. What's the other thing a lot of us used to do? Oh, student council. His mom mentioned he was doing one of those things. So by all means, he would be the type of kid that you would expect great things from. Valedictorian of his high school class, was going to graduate, one of those super high honors in college. He had 3 classes to go. Only 3 classes. And I don't know what it was, but he snapped. So his mom and family started getting phone calls from the school, from the local school police about, hey, guy is being disruptive. He's out in the quad yelling at people and threatening them. That kind of general crazy type stuff, like those guys who get on soapboxes and yell at you like you're going to go to hell. And then if you ever want a fun activity for the afternoon, go ahead and actually try to talk to those people. Whether that means having an actual conversation or just trying to say something to the point where they engage you. I don't know if you're trying to be a dick about it or anything, but it's actually kind of entertaining if you're up for that kind of fun. The guy was just having a ball, going out of his mind slowly. So one day, family lost track of him. He just fell off the grid. You know, he stopped attending classes, his roommates didn't know where he went, nothing. And the kid had money, so of course all he had to do was, you know, take out a bunch of cash and that was it. So somehow he got the resources to make it out to California. And from what I understand, he did the classic drugged out hippie thing and shot straight to Los Angeles, because apparently that's just where everybody thinks it's a good idea to end up if you're going to California. I don't know. Hey, if anybody's in San Diego, leave me a comment and let me know, because I've lived in Los Angeles, I've lived in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I don't know what it is, but you always end up with like those kind of dreamery, kind of just head in the clouds type of kids who come out to those particular cities and think they're going to do just fine, but then end up basically just living in the gutter and begging for cash. Heads up, guys, California sucks to do that in. So stop coming out this way, you know, with a pocket full of dreams. You got to have a plan. So anyway, he made it out to Los Angeles. And even though the kid is pretty much out of his mind, he's what I call kind of lightweight, high-functioning 5150. So when I spoke to him, because of course I'm a bail agent and he called me from jail, the kid was really well put together, incredibly articulate, charming even, you know, and very just, he sounded very calculated, like he was extremely well aware of what was going on. And so in talking with him, it turns out that he had somehow ended up as a personal assistant for a really elderly person. And in exchange for his services, he got to crash on the couch, got a little bit of extra money for Uber rides and pizza and whatever else he was doing in LA. I mean, whatever money he had taken while in Connecticut had long run out, and he wasn't using cards or anything. I mean, again, this kid was off the grid. So he had to work for his money. He did that for a little bit of time, and then he ended up coming up to the San Francisco area for whatever reason. Now, as a bail agent, it's my job to assess risk and kind of find out who I'm talking to, where are you coming from, where are you going, possibly. So I asked the guy a lot of questions, and there are just a lot of things that are not really checking out. For example, I asked him, hey, okay, you've been in the area for a couple of months, you lived in LA for a year, what brought you to the Bay Area? And his answer, school. Well, nothing weird about that, right? So next question, well, where are you going? He takes a second to think about this. He says, De Anza. Okay, popular community college up here. All right, on. What school are you going to be going to? Blank. The kid says nothing, you know, and I ask him again, hey, what school are you going to? He goes, I'm going to De Anza. So right there, things are starting to pile up. And I'm thinking, well, yeah, you're going to community college, but what brought you up to the Bay Area? Because people don't relocate just to go to a community college. So finally he says, oh, I've put in transfer paperwork for San Luis Obispo. Hey, right on, Cal Poly. Okay, beautiful place. I got pulled over out there one time. That was kind of fun. So, okay, I ask him when is he going to start. He says, well, I actually haven't gotten any of the paperwork back. I don't know if I've really been accepted. So there's another flag. You relocated to the Bay Area with the hopes that maybe you'll be going to this college you applied to. Okay. Sure, I'll believe it. But at the same time, I see this guy's age. And it's like, well, you're getting a little old to just be starting over in college. But okay, some of us are delayed. Some of us have other things to do. Some of us go to work. Some of us join the military, whatever it is. Fine, I'll go ahead and let that one go. But after talking to him more and more, things just didn't quite add up. So I let him know I would have to get somebody to essentially, you know, vouch for him to bail him out, because I couldn't take his word for it. So he asks me to call his mom. Hey, no problem. I ring her up. She's 3 hours ahead of me, so that's cool. I'm not really bothering her, because this kid is calling me at 6:30 in the morning. That's usually not what I deal with on my morning shift. Usually it's nice and quiet. I can have some oatmeal. I can catch up on some files. So when somebody calls me at 6:30 in the morning, usually either you just got into a fight with your family member or significant other, or you had a really bad night. Oh, but by the time this kid called me, he'd been there for like a week, which also doesn't match up. How are you getting to the phone at 6:30 in the morning when you're already housed in a county jail? but that's a question for another time. So I talked to his mom, and she is so thankful that I reached out to her, because apparently after the kid dropped off the grid, they had been searching for him. They did find out he was in California somewhere. Once they did, they lost track of him again. So to find out that he's in jail was actually really relieving to his mom. And throughout the whole time I talked to the kid, I actually forgot to ask him just what landed him in custody. I saw his charges. Yeah, sure. He was being charged with commercial burglary, resisting an executive officer, and assault with a deadly weapon. Not necessarily the charges that, you know, a well-put-together, articulate, charming type of person in custody would really rack up. So, again, I'm really curious. So I asked her what happened, and this is what she tells me. Somehow, some way, he pinged back in their searches that he was here in the area. They were actually able to pinpoint which hotel he was staying at, or motel, really one of these like roach kind of, you know, hole in the wall, I can buy a night type of places. So they sent officers to do a wellness check on him, because they knew that he had snapped at least. I mean, the kid had 3 classes left to go before he finished up his stuff. So the cops go in there and they find him super high. Mom and family didn't know super high on what immediately, but they ended up having to admit the guy to the hospital. So in their testing, they found out that he came back positive for bath salts. And I don't know about you guys, but most of us start out with things that came out of the ground. This kid had no history of drug use prior to this. There was nothing else in his toxicology report, just bath salts. So I guess he was having himself one hell of a time. We're happy he's not in jail for trying to eat a face. So he was in the hospital for just having drugs in his system and being in kind of rough shape. Nothing arrestable. So the hospital has to discharge him. He's an adult. He can go. And again, he's like lightweight, high-functioning 5150. These people didn't actually realize there was anything wrong with him until he was waiting to be discharged. He decided that he was just kind of over it and got up, and apparently he stole some hospital food. So when confronted by some of the staff, he started getting a little panicky. And so one of the staff members asks for some help from security, and things start to escalate at that point. Well, it's clear to security, okay, we've got a combative patient, we're going to need to actually get this thing settled. So they call the cops. And when the cops come in, the guy, I'm not sure exactly where this came from. Either he already had it in his property or he picked up something nearby. I'm willing to guess that it was probably already in his pocket, because, I mean, he was in the hospital. Who's necessarily going to search him? And they put him in hospital clothes to get him treated up, and they give him back his stuff and kick him out the door. So when the cops show up, this guy's anxiety and paranoia start to flare up. That was actually something he had been dealing with for some time, according to mom. And so he whips out a knife and he starts threatening the cops with it. Well, considering what's been going on in the news lately, holy crap, I'm surprised that kid is not pumped full with, 20 pieces of lead. But either way, that happened. But I guess he actually got into a fist fight with the sergeant. So that's where the charge for executive officer comes from. Either way, they kicked his ass and put him into custody in the local jail. Now, I just can't imagine being somebody who used to be so on top of it. And, you know, 3 classes away from graduating from this Ivy League, well, small Ivy League school, but hey, I guess the name probably carried some clout, but just snapping that way. To my old buddy who did snap, if you're listening to this, hey man, I'm really glad that that you worked through whatever it was. I'm glad that you're back on your feet and clear-eyed and clear-minded and have a lot less stress on your plate. Keep on trucking, buddy. I know you're going to keep on doing well. But again, I still can't imagine anything like that. So I guess the big lesson here really is, you know, everybody take it easy. Unwind a little bit, you know? Like I said, you don't need to spring for that A. Remember all these kids who walked out of school for the gun protest? Man, I was more than happy to tell any one of those kids, whatever your school is going to threaten you with, dude, do that. Walk out. Go ahead. What? A big, scary suspension. Oh, believe me, you know, I'm not too far along in my lifespan here, but pretty much all of us are going to tell you, no matter what they threaten you with, it's only going to be maybe, if that, a blip on the radar in the rest of your life. So if you're worried about, I don't know if high schools still do demerits. If you're worried about demerits, don't worry about it. Get the demerit. Go do your thing, because we adults ditch work early to go vote. So, yay. All right, that's the end of the political part. But hopefully this kid does pretty well. Ultimately, he's going to stay in jail. He tried to bail out. And mom felt terrible for it, and she's my main contact. But she has to leave her son in jail. The guy is still out of his mind at the moment and not safe on his own, especially in this particular area for somebody who, I guess, has a habit of bath salts. So, yeah, and I'd rather not see another guy on the news, you know, eating somebody's face or going World War Z on somebody's back, you know, window in their car or something like that. That's quite the collection of online recordings if you guys are ever interested in checking out some pretty trippy videos. So in the meantime, he's going to have to sit in jail while mom and the rest of the family figure out some help for him. They've sent him a criminal defense attorney, but unfortunately the kid is too high functioning, yet not there enough to realize why that was advantageous. So he sent away his defense and just referred to the whole thing as a big misunderstanding. Unfortunately, he doesn't understand that his charges are the type of thing in this county that they really try to snowball on and roll it into something bigger. Unfortunately, that kind of thing does happen. It's actually one of the reasons why I want to be a cop, but I don't want to be a cop. A lot of my friends say I would probably make a good officer. The truth is, I believe in too much of a gray area, and either I would end up getting my ass kicked, or I'd end up getting a lot of people fired. I think that's kind of the ultimate outcome if I became one of the boys in blue. So yeah, either way, I'm not out to ruin anybody's day. Hopefully I can be the small shining of beacon, even in my asshole snarkiness, of your day that can still help you out when you've just had a bad day. So I'll keep monitoring that kid for my own entertainment purposes, I guess, or maybe because I'm curious. Not often do I take on the responsibility, I guess, of keeping tabs on anybody in custody and reporting back to your family on your well-being, but in this case, I think I will. There are a few other people who have managed to get on my good side about that, and I'll help them out however I can within the lay of the law, because I am a licensed bail agent, and there are actually things that I can't do as a bail agent, as far as interacting with people or what I do say to them or recommend to them. It's kind of one of the stupidest things in the world, but I guess I see where it comes from. Anyway, that's it for now. If you guys have a good story, please get a hold of me. Call me up. Send me a message. You can get a hold of me at my Facebook handle at www.facebook.com/gotmeonsomebs. Again, that's user handle gotmeonsomebs, as in Barbara Sam, kids. All right, for phonetic alphabet. All right. Until next time, you guys keep out of cuffs, keep clean, don't get into too much trouble, don't get caught. Whatever it is you're doing, be easy.